Of course, this week it looks like he's gonna give it to me. Like he's gonna pause. He's gonna tell me the superstars. Yeah. Pause and a half. Yo. All right, it doesn't count. I said pause.
Yes. Right. Yes, but yeah, I'm gonna give him 3 superstars to see what he can do with it. All right. But good luck.
Pause.
What the
fuck?
All right, what is going on?
You are now listening to the Backseat Wrestler Podcast.
Look at Randy Orton slithering.
Watch out!
Hosted by Eric and Elvis.
It's LA Knights game! Yeah!
We witnessed one of the greatest heel turns in wrestling history.
Yes.
Last night. One of the craziest.
Top 3?
I think it's up there with Hogan.
With the Hogan heel turn. Exactly.
Jesus.
That's exactly what I thought when I saw it, too.
Yeah, freaking insane.
Because remember, that was unthinkable at the time. This was unthinkable at the
it's
time.
It's crazy.
So this is wild.
Damn. Hello, welcome to the number one wrestling podcast in the world, the Backseat Wrestler Podcast. We are back, better than ever, of course, ready to bring you our Elimination Chamber review. Of course, some insane stuff happened last night. It was freaking insane. But yeah, your host, Eric and
Elvis.
Perfect. But yeah, freaking insane. We witnessed the heel turn that we never thought we would ever see with John Cena, which was freaking crazy.
Yes, it was
incredibly insane.
It was a 360. Everybody was so focused on the Cody Rock thing. Yeah. Nobody even thought of the John Cena turning heel.
Yeah, well, I saw some things that people were like potentially saying, like, oh, like maybe Punk turns heel and he accepts things, or Cena potentially, but like not really a lot with Cena
most of it was just focused on Cody and stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So we don't get Super Cody, but we get the next best thing, or maybe even better.
Even better, honestly.
Heel Rock. We made super long for this.
You mean Heel Cena.
Sorry. Heel Cena, yeah. Heel Rock is already here. I'm just going to figure out how that's going to work with The Rock. If he's going to show up, but we'll see.
We'll talk about it in a sec. But yeah, of course, this week of wrestling was actually really good. Yeah. Elimination Chamber was amazing. Yeah. Honestly, it lived up to the hype. It was great.
And then obviously we're not talking about like Raw and SmackDown because that's just really led up to Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
But on Monday Night Raw, we did see a title change. Liv and Raquel, they defeated Bianca and Naomi to become the new tag team champions. So
yeah.
And that kind of played into the storyline, obviously, because remember, they're trying to pin the Jade attack on Liv and Raquel. But obviously, we saw what happened. We're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
But
couple of crazy like returns too in Elimination Chamber. Yes. We're definitely gonna get into
a few of them. Yeah.
Yeah, of course we do have like push pull future endeavor. We're gonna do that after Elimination Chamber.
Yes,
there's just many insane stuff that happened on this show that we need.
He says
he has one that he's gonna get me with. So we'll freaking see. But yeah, any other top stories before we get into it? Because this was crazy. Yeah.
Other than the title change, not nothing. Like I said, everything was focused on the pay per view. Then no rumors, no nothing.
All right, cool. So, yeah.
Obviously, next week of Revolution, it'll be the same, but for Revolution AEW, we're going to be talking about that.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah,
Revolution's going to be great. But anyways, do you want to start with the main event? Like that whole thing that happened?
Let's start off with the craziest thing. Let's start off with the Men's Elimination Chamber match.
Okay, all right. So, Men's Elimination Chamber match.
Well, actually, the main event was kind of... Well, yeah, it led to it. Yeah, you're right.
It led to it, yeah. We'll talk about everything else afterwards. Of course, not only was the Men's Elimination Chamber match good, but of course, everything else was pretty good on the show. So we're going to have key points for all that. But we have to talk about the thing that, of course, surprised everybody. So Men's Elimination Chamber match, of course, between John Cena, Damian Priest,
Seth Rollins, CM Punk,
Drew McIntyre,
CM Punk and Logan Paul.
Yep. So them six, of course, match started off amazing.
Yes.
Not really amazing. I mean, like, the first half of this match was kind of just, like, a throwaway, if you think about it.
It was kind of, like, almost the same with not really. We had the surprise thing at the start, but...
No, the woman's thing was actually really good. I liked
it. I mean, they were both good, I think. I just thought... I've always felt the Elimination Chambers were a little weird.
No,
I've never gotten used to it. This one was better, but because of the stories that came out of it, but...
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just thought it was weird. And it was kind of like the first three people that got eliminated were wasted, and it kind of made no sense for the Men's Elimination Chamber. Yeah. Well, it did make sense because of storylines, but it started picking up once the final three were there. Oh, so,
of course.
Yeah, so Drew McIntyre got eliminated first. It was just a roll-up pin by Damian Priest.
Damian Priest eliminated Drew.
Yeah. Yep.
And then
Priest retaliated by hitting him with a...
Oh, no, Drew hit him with a Claymore right after, right?
Yeah, sorry, Drew hit him.
Which led to Logan Paul hitting like a frog splash from the pod.
Yeah.
Which led to him eliminating Damian Priest.
Yep, and then Punk eliminating Logan Paul.
Yep, with the go to sleep. He put him to sleep.
And those were all pretty... They were
all within like 3-4 minutes.
Yeah, it was pretty quick. Pretty quick sequence there.
Yep.
But yeah, after that, that's when the match started picking
last
up.
Last three had the history.
Yeah.
John Cena, CM Punk, Seth Rollins. Remember John Cena's great rivalry with Seth Rollins? And remember when John Stewart turned on like John Cena, hit him with the chair, which led to Seth beating him?
Well, Punk too.
And then Punk's rivalry with John Cena, obviously one of the best rivalries of all time.
It was great.
And then the current rivalry with CM Punk and Seth, so it's like all mixed together.
Yeah, there's a lot. It was a lot of cool, like little like meaningful things that happened during this thing. Of course, one thing I do want to talk about, it looks like we actually are going to get Drew McIntyre versus Damian Priest at Mania. I'm not sure how I feel about that. How do you feel about it?
I'm okay with it. It kind of feels like a little wasted, though. There's not really nothing to come out of it.
It just seems like it's going to be like a rivalry based on hate.
Yes, it's just like that. That's what I mean. Like, there's no title.
What do you mean? Like, that's like Drew McIntyre's key thing right now.
I mean, I'm okay with it. I guess if they had nothing else, I'm fans of both. Obviously, it's gonna be a good.
I don't know.
Put on a good match.
I feel like that's like a wasted thing for Drew McIntyre though, especially because like he was barely used in this match. Barely used.
No. I agree with that.
Yeah,
especially with him to be the first elimination should have been Logan Paul.
Logan Paul didn't even deserve to be in this match. To be honest, he didn't contribute anything. But yeah, honestly, I think Drew versus Damian Priest isn't
the Roman in this match now.
Nah, because he needed that time off, and plus I don't want him to take a pinfall loss. He definitely wasn't gonna win, so
made sense for him not to do it. Pinfall loss if like somebody else jumps you or something like.
I don't know.
For example, that's literally how CM Punk kind of got eliminated. We're talking about.
Yeah, but he can take a pinfall loss. Roman Reigns is Roman Reigns. He's up there. He's on a different level.
Yeah, last three were Seth, CM Punk, and John Cena.
Yeah.
They all had a bunch of their little situations. Like John Cena was face to face with Punk at one point. They were going at each other. The CM Punk was face to face with Seth. It was pretty good.
Yeah. Just to get right to the point, basically. John Cena. Sorry.
CM Punk eliminated
CM Punk,
Seth.
Yeah, CM Punk eliminated Seth. Hit a what the heck? What the GTS, hell was it called? GTS into an AA, and then he got pinned. And then the final two were CM Punk and John Cena. They hugged.
CM Punk was pissed.
Yeah,
I mean, Seth was pissed once he recovered. He current stopped the hell out of CM Punk, like, on the outside, which led to Cena...
Grabbing him
and putting him in a modified...
STF.
STF. It wasn't really an STF, and he put him to sleep.
Yeah, the funny thing about that was, like, while he was doing it, he was saying, like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because I guess he didn't want to win that way at the moment. Afterwards, it was like, holy crap.
But yeah, John Cena put CM Punk to sleep to win the Men's Elimination Chamber. He's on to WrestleMania.
Yeah, but before we talk about that, now, another key freaking rivalry is going to come out of this. Is going to lead to a WrestleMania match. Obviously, Seth Rollins versus CM Punk. And then
versus
Roman. Looks like Roman Reigns, yeah.
Yeah.
That rumor looks like it's going to turn out to be true.
True right at the Royal Rumble,
yeah,
to be honest.
True. But that's another one where I'm kind of like, I don't know. It's just like, it's kind of weird.
I like the way they built it. Think about it. They all have history.
Well, yeah.
Not really Punk and Roman. Other than they teamed up in Survivor Series, but. Remember, they both hate Seth. Seth kind of hates them. I'm okay with it. If they have nothing else, they can't be in the title picture right now, I guess.
Yeah.
So, what else are you going to do with them? I think a triple threat match is going to be fire.
Yeah, no, I agree. I just think, like, the whole, like, I don't know. I just felt like they could have did way more with, like, Roman Reigns and all that. It just seems like I said last time when they built this, it was just like, hey, we have this rivalry already built up with CM Punk and Seth Rollins. We have nothing for Roman Reigns. Let's just throw him in there because... Yes. Why the hell not? That's kind of like the background I kind of see it as. I'm happy with it though, like because it is going to be a good match. Like you're right, that match is going to be great.
Yeah, I think one of the things they could have did, I mean, if they hadn't, like you said, if they had nothing for him, why not put him back in the Bloodline storyline with like Jacob Fatu and then they could have did something like that.
That would have been nice. Him versus Jacob Fatu. I mean,
that's probably a future.
But it looks like they're going to Jacob Fatu versus Solo, which I'm fine with.
And
that's
that might
be great.
A future one because remember, Survivor Series is almost as big as Mania now. That could be one they could build for that.
Yeah, or SummerSlam.
Jacob beats Solo. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. But of course, looking forward to that. I'm not sure what the heck the rivalry is. I'm not sure how the hell they're going to build that or well, they already kind of built it, but I'm not sure who the heck is going to win and like what the ramifications of that's actually basically going to be. That's what I'm trying to say. But main thing was, of course, John Cena winning the Elimination Chamber.
Yes.
And then Cody Rhodes coming out to make a decision on whether or not he's going to sell his soul to The Rock.
Yeah. John Cena was still there. They have a quick stare down, shake hands. And then John Cena stood there for the whole thing with The Rock and Cody Rhodes.
Yeah. Cody says, no, I don't think that I'm going to join. And then
he says, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, he says that. Yeah, which is kind of crazy. He says, I'm not joining. I don't care. Like, I don't want any.
John Cena celebrates when he says that. Starts going crazy. Then he hugs Cody Rhodes.
Yeah. And then we see
the unthinkable.
The unthinkable. The heel turn of John freaking Cena.
John Cena looks at The Rock. His smile goes to a grin. And The Rock gives him the signal.
Yep.
Kill him.
Kill him, basically. Yeah. Hits him in the nuts. And then beats the crap out of him.
Hell out of him with like the watch. I thought it was brass knuckles. That's what they thought, but it was the watch.
No, I think it was the watch that he gave him.
Yes, the watch that he gave him.
It was his dad's, right? Yes. It was Dustin Rhodes.
Beat the hell out of him, left him bloody. Travis Scott was there. Did I even mention that?
Yeah, Travis Scott was there for some freaking reason.
But he was part of the group, kind of. Because right after they beat the hell out of him, they ripped the shirt. John Cena grabbed Cody Rhodes' legs. Travis Scott grabbed Cody by the head. He slapped him, and then he held him down. While The Rock whipped him with the belt that said Cody's soul.
Yeah.
Which is, that's ultimate heel shit right there.
Yeah, for real. But that was insane. But again, what the hell was Travis Scott doing there?
Travis Scott did not have to be a part of it, but I
felt like it took away from it.
Yeah, but at least he didn't just stand there. At least he actually participated in.
I guess so. I mean,
that's the only thing they saved the free with. Remember, I said that like when we were talking about it. I was like,
yeah.
If he just stood there and did nothing, then it would be even more stupid. I still think it was dumb, but. At least he participated. He literally slapped the shit on Cody and held him down to get whipped. So kind of,
whatever. I mean, don't get me wrong. I I actually like Travis Scott. Obviously, big fan of his music.
Yep.
The fuck does he know about wrestling to just be there? What the hell?
Isn't he like the Raw
theme song now? And that's why they're using.
Still, he's
so
part
much.
Of it.
Still, that shit's stupid as hell. Need to be there. I guess to like play off more of like, it's Hollywood Rock, and he hangs out with like A-list celebrities now.
That could.
I guess that's the reason.
Yeah, because remember, Cena's Hollywood too, so that could be it.
I guess so.
That could be it.
But yeah.
At least he participated. At least he just stayed.
That's true. So, but yeah, the heel really, turn.
I don't think it took away. I think the story's crazy.
Yeah. The heel turn of John Cena was something that we did not freaking expect. It was insane the way it happened. I'm excited to see where the heck this thing's going to go.
Yo.
I don't know. It's just crazy. Cody Rhodes definitely, he's going to lose. I think he's going to lose that name.
Oh, yes.
I think John Cena is going to win the 17th title.
Of course, with the help of the corporate Rock.
Yeah. I honestly feel like John Cena's motivation is like, hey, you said that you can get him to new heights. I'm kind of up there already, but I'm not up there on like the A-list type of like guy in Hollywood like you are, Rock.
Yes, he's not the one.
Even though I personally think John Cena is a better actor, just saying. But
I think they're both good. They don't matter.
Nah, John Cena's better. John Cena's,
in like the funny movies, John Cena's hilarious.
Oh, he's hilarious.
The Rock is good at mixing it up. He does funny. He does action.
I think The Rock kind of plays a similar character all the time. Like, even though I'm a big fan of The Rock.
You see Ricky Stenicki, that movie was hilarious with John Cena.
yeah, that was hilarious.
But no, anyways, that has nothing to do with this.
So John Cena turns heel. Cody Rhodes is out. I like and now we're going to get a team of freaking The Rock and John Cena as his corporate champion, which I never thought I would see ever. We've been calling for this heel turn for 20 freaking years. It's insane.
Let's see if they... I just want to see how it plays out with The Rock. Like, is he going to be showing up with Cena all the time, or it's just
probably
a little
not.
Partnership?
No.
We'll see how it goes anyway. He doesn't have to, obviously. Cena doesn't need him, but...
Yeah. I suggest John Cena uses Bad Bad Man.
Yeah, he definitely needs a theme song change.
Yeah, his song, the Bad Bad Man, should definitely be the one, I think. I truly believe it. I think that'd be cool. Maybe slow it down a bit.
Maybe a remix of it, or he just make another new song. Not Death Rebel.
Yeah, not Def Rebel.
Remember, he makes his own music, John Cena.
Yeah, I need to see that new heel shirt. That heel Cena shirt, I'm buying.
He cannot come out in a colorful shirt. He needs to go back to 2006 black. If he's still going to, he still wears jean shorts. He needs to go back to his black jean shorts.
Yeah.
And then like a black John Cena shirt.
Start wearing Jordans again.
No matter what, got the shoes.
Nah, you need to start wearing Jordans again.
Black
Air Forces.
Black Air Forces. There you go. Black Air Forces, black jean shorts, and a black John Cena shirt.
Yeah, honestly. I would love to see
it. No colorful, crazy Cena thing because it doesn't make any sense. And not the same music. It would not fit with this. But
yeah,
they do that, this is going to work out perfectly.
So how do you think this like whole storyline plays out? Do you think you see Cena winning the championship at WrestleMania? I'm pretty sure that's where everybody thinks it's going to happen. Yes. But after that, like, what the heck do you think it goes from there?
All I know is I see that happening because I don't know if Super Cody can do it again and take that another guy. You never know. What if he does? But, yeah, I see Cena definitely.
Yeah, Cena winning. I see him having rivalries against CM Punk. They kind of tease it a little bit. Again, that'd be amazing.
This is last year. He's going to have big-time rivalries.
100%.
Nothing small.
Yeah. Well, now we got to think about faces that are going to face him. Like, what are the potential faces?
That's going to be amazing. Technically, right now, Roman's a face. We can see. We even though, remember, Roman beat
his ass. Yeah, they have this rivalry. He can get
Roman,
his get back.
Roman beat his ass when he was heel.
But you know what? That can also potentially lead to Roman versus Rock eventually, too, if you think about it.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, that'd be amazing, honestly. If we see at least, like, you know, him basically turning on Roman because Cena's his corporate champion, you know, helps him win, and then boom, we get Rock versus Roman at, like,
SummerSlam. I would love to see Randy Orton and Cena, but Randy Orton's a good guy now.
Yeah, that'd be great. We can see that in the future.
Even though I love heel Randy Orton so much better, but.
Yeah,
that rivalry, they need to do the. That's one of the big time rivalries. They gotta have one last little rivalry.
Yeah.
What else? So we said Cena, we said CM Punk, we said Randy Orton, potentially Roman getting involved with The Rock.
There's a lot of good freaking potential rivalries there. I'm freaking excited. But
AJ,
yeah,
AJ's
a face, but he's gonna go after Bron Breakker at WrestleMania.
100%. I can't wait for that. It's gonna be fire.
That's gonna be a great match at WrestleMania. But. Yeah, I'm just super excited for that. I can't wait for the possibilities of what the heck is going to happen. Again, that was the biggest surprise of the night. I'm dumb excited for this. But yeah, we could definitely get into, of course, the rest of the card. So let's start, of course, with the Women's Elimination Chamber now. All right, let's get into, of course, the Women's Elimination Chamber match. This match was honestly really good. I actually liked it.
Yeah.
The beginning to end was really, really good. I think especially the first part of it was way better than the men's one.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, the first three people in the men's one got eliminated way too freaking quick. But, yeah, let's just get into it. Sure, of course, the match started off with, I guess, one of the biggest things.
But let's name the participant. What do you mean?
Yeah, Naomi, Bianca Belair,
Roxanne Perez,
Alexa Bliss,
Liv Morgan,
and who's the other one? Damn it.
Bailey.
Bailey was just so unnecessary in this, to be honest. Yes.
First two participants were... Where Liv Morgan and Naomi.
Yeah, but...
Matt barely even got started. The bell rings.
Yeah. Big surprise, of course, Jay Cargill comes out. If you notice in the background, when she's coming out, Bianca Belair finally takes off her jacket, looking like she's getting ready to fight. But she's in a pod, so there's no way she's going to be able to fight anyways. Jay Cargill comes out.
Liv Morgan looks terrified.
She's pleading for her life. Liv Morgan's pleading for her freaking life. She's like, I didn't do it. It wasn't me.
Jay Cargill looks like she's going right after Liv Morgan.
Yeah. Jay Cargill goes ahead and attacks and beats the living crap out of Naomi.
Yes, the hell.
Insane. It was freaking
fun. Slams the pod, like, door. Well, the door for the chamber right on her head.
Yep. She ends up getting stretchered out.
Bianca's screaming in the pod, almost crying.
I think she was bullshitting.
Yes, I know, but I think... No, I think she was actually real, but I think it's because this is... Bianca. I think Bianca attacked Jade, and then she kind of feels so guilty that Naomi got her ass beat, obviously. So.
Yeah. No, I agree. It could be that, too. It could be that she just felt guilty because Naomi took the beating that she was supposed to get.
The way she reacted was, like, way too guilty.
There's a couple of possibilities. Obviously, the worst one would be it was just Naomi. Bianca Belair had nothing to do with it because Bianca Belair, spoiler alert, won the freaking Elimination Chamber.
And
we don't want to see face versus face. That'd be stupid.
Yes, or could have been both of them.
Yeah, that's the other option.
She got one of them, Maybe Bianca reacted like that because she knows she's going to come after her now.
Yeah, she was crying about herself, because
she's
of Naomi.
I know if you know it was her, then you know it was me too.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
Yeah, that's another option. And then the third one would be it was just Bianca.
Yes.
Naomi took the beating.
And she said, Naomi, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
They were trying to blame Liv and Raquel too.
Yeah. So, of course, as we said, Bianca Belair ended up winning the match. She ended up pinning the final person, which was Liv Morgan, to, of course, move on to WrestleMania to face either Rhea Ripley or Io Sky. Most likely going to be Rhea Ripley, but we'll see. Right now, at the moment, it's face versus
all three of them.
Yes, it's face versus face. I highly doubt it's going to stay that way. I think Bianca's going to end up being a heel. We've been calling for Bianca to be a heel for a while because when she was Bianca and she was just winning all the time as a face, we were tired of it.
But actually, now thinking about it, if it's going to be Rhea, Bianca, or Io, or the three, how the hell does Jay fit into this? Are they going to do a Fatal 4? Like, does Jay go after her if she finds out? Or do they wait for that after WrestleMania?
They might have to wait.
Yes, because you never know. What if she comes on Monday? Like, I know it was you. I saw footage. I got proof.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens, obviously.
It's going to be a whole thing where Jay costs her the title at Mania, too.
Yes,
it could That's another option.
Or, like I said, the easy way out is just to throw her in the Fatal 4 way.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I wouldn't be mad at it, but still, yeah. It doesn't make no sense.
As long if Naomi isn't, like, kayfabe injured, they're 100% going to run Jade versus Naomi first before they run, of course, for her versus Bianca.
I mean, she could just be really injured and then have proof that it wasn't her or something.
I don't know. We'll see.
But she's going to want her get back no matter what. She got her ass beat. She's going to get her get back. But
I'm super excited for where the heck that storyline is going to go. Obviously, Bianca Belair is going to be busy with the, of course, Rhea Ripley or Io Sky, whichever one at Mania. Yes, but I guess we're going to have to wait and see. In terms of the rest of the match, Roxanne Perez looked freaking amazing in it.
Oh, yes,
she sold out.
Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, Alexa Bliss did great. Liv Morgan looked dominant at times, which I'm really happy they did. Because she never looked dominant when she was champion. Now that she's not, she's
a tag team champion, but yeah.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. When she was like the actual women's world heavyweight champion.
I feel like they didn't really do anything with Bayley. She was the first one technically eliminated. Obviously, Naomi got eliminated, but she got beat up. She wasn't really...
Bayley wasn't even
official
necessary.
Elimination was Bayley by Liv Morgan.
Yeah, I feel like Bayley wasn't necessary. Io Sky would have been way better in there, especially because she probably would have did like a freaking flip.
Liv Morgan
or something
eliminated
like that
two people
off of the cage or chamber, whatever. Yes,
she eliminated two of the people, so she looked really good in the chamber.
Yeah, Bliss looks like she's definitely 100% going to join Wyatt Six any moment now, so that's pretty cool. But other than that, of course, this the main key thing was Jade freaking interfering, beating the crap out of Naomi, which was played. Perfectly.
But the Y6 always go after people who betray their friends. So is Liv, I mean, is she going to go after freaking Jade if she finds out? Bianca?
Bianca, yeah.
But yeah, let's go back to that real quick. How the hell are they going to do it? Because Bianca's still technically a face. Rhea's a face. Io's even a face. They got to have.
No, that's what I'm saying. Bianca's definitely going to be a heel.
That's what I'm saying. So they're probably not going to wait till WrestleMania.
No, it's probably going to be on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
On tonight's show, they're probably going to have. They're probably going to show that she knows that Bianca had something to do with it. Bianca's being like, okay, I did it. It's going to be kind of like when Triple H and Shawn Michaels, when he was like, it was me. Shawn, you know that.
I was going to say, I did it for The Rock.
Oh, that was stupid. Yeah, when he freaking hit Stone Cold. That was hilarious. But I'm pretty sure that's how they're going to do it. It's going to be very similar to that. Where she's like, I know it was me.
Yeah. But as of now, we got a title match with Rhea versus Io, and then whoever wins that is going to WrestleMania with Bianca.
Yeah, so that's going to be pretty cool. I'm certain it's going to be Rhea, but we'll see. Other than that, I guess we can move on to the other match. This match was kind of just, I guess, to have like a...
Just like a hometown favorite.
Hometown favorite in there, which I'm pretty happy about. I'm a big fan of Trish Stratus, so... Of course, Trish Stratus and...
Tiffany Stratton
defeated Nia Jax and Candice LeRae in a pretty decent, fun little match. I guess it was a nice little like deal breaker in between everything else. It's fine.
No real storyline. It's just
no, not at all. Do I see Tiffany Stratton and Trish Stratus potentially wrestling each other in the future? Hell yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Oh, yes.
Not mind that
because Trish loves being a heel.
Yeah, Trish loves being a heel. Exactly, she is a great heel. So I think she'll play the role really, really well. And it would also be pretty cool to see just her face a legend. Tiffany Stratton face a legend. Yeah. I mean, she is facing legend at WrestleMania. She's facing Charlotte. But Charlotte's I really hope she wins. She better beat Charlotte. Really hope she does. But anyways, moving on from that, I guess we can just get into the Young Sanctioned match between Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
And we can call this, I guess, our match of the week.
Yeah, this week's match of the week is 100%.
The Young Sanctioned match, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn.
Yeah, I thought this match was great. It was well-paced. There was some parts, though, where I felt like they kind of strung it along a little bit too much. I think it's hilarious that they like an unsanctioned match is technically just we're gonna dim the lights down and just put a little bit of blue light.
Yeah, and the referee doesn't wear a WWE logo on his shirt.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, we don't see what the heck is happening. Can we dim the lights down? That's why it's unsanctioned. Yeah, so whatever happens, it's not our fault. It's like, I don't know. I just think the unsanctioned thing is kind of stupid. But anyways, great match. Honestly, I'm really happy that Kevin Owens picked up the win there.
Yeah, first of all, they beat the living shit out of each other.
Oh my god, the amount of tables used.
Tables, but even forget the tables, like the barbed wire chair.
That was crazy.
Kevin Owens got thrown into it multiple times.
That was
it was just
chaos.
Yeah, it was just chaos. What do you expect?
And then
Yes, course, Kevin Owens wins.
Yeah, Kevin Owens wins at the end of the match.
But demolished him near the end. Like, the last 5 minutes, it was just demolishing Sammy.
Yeah.
To where they were saying, please stop the match.
Yeah. Of course, at the end, Kevin Owens grabs Sami Zayn. He's about to pile drive him onto the concrete because he removed the apron.
Yes.
And then the return of everybody, we've been, you know, everybody kind of already expected this. We yes. were expecting it. Was the return of Randy Orton. So another return, big return yes. Elimination Chamber.
He RKOs Kevin Owens, and then he goes to finally, after so many years, that he tries to attempt a punt kick.
Yo, I was so freaking mad at this.
This is so stupid.
Like, no, I was so mad at this because they're going to tease the punt kick. I've been dying, yes. waiting, begging for them to bring that punt kick back.
They teased it. And the security stops him. But
they
every
edge does.
Yeah, but they edged us. Because every single other attack on anybody, security never steps in.
No.
But they stepped in to stop this. What about all the times Randy Orton, I mean, this guy, Kevin Owens, pile drive people. Did they step in? Did they step in when Bronson Reed was freaking tsunami and 100 people?
No, but not no. only that. Did they hold back Kevin Owens when he was just, like, he was literally about to
pile
drive him
saying.
Onto the concrete?
No. But they stopped the punt kick. So you're not afraid of all that, but you're, I mean, it's so stupid.
I was so annoyed by that. I really wanted to see the punt
kick. And the punt kick, I think, is better reserved for the heel Randy Orton, but still. I really wanted to see it. But obviously, you teased it. There's got to be something behind that.
Oh, yeah. No, they're going to run that match at WrestleMania. Kevin Owens versus Randy Orton is going to be a banger of a freaking match.
Yes.
And I guarantee he's going to hit that punt kick there.
Oh, he's definitely
hitting 100%. I just hate that they teased us. It's so freaking annoying. I'm really happy, of course, with the outcome, though. Randy Orton's back. Super pumped about that. Sami Zayn's probably going to be out for WrestleMania, which I'm fine with. I don't really think there's a good spot for him there. Yeah,
sucks
but there's still a bunch of matches that can get thrown on there.
It's WrestleMania.
Yeah. But I mean, like, there's still other people who are not even on the card yet who should be, or are not even rumored to be on the card at the moment, like Jimmy Uso. Jimmy Uso's a big one.
I want Karrion Kross.
Karrion Kross?
They got a feather rival. Wait, oh, wasn't he? Remember him and Sammy? He was kind of like, he's been like going after Sammy a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe they do something like that.
Just, three, if you 4 weeks.
I know, but still, if you want to get him on the card.
Yeah.
You don't want to miss WrestleMania, Sammy, or Karrion Kross. You can build something up and they'll have a decent match at least.
I guess so. But still,
it won't be like obviously a top match. It'll just be in the middle of a card night one or night two. It's not going to be nothing crazy, but get him on the card somehow. I'm fine with it. It's better than missing the card. Just get him on the card. Have them face each other.
I guess so.
Build the rivalry in the next 4 weeks. That should be enough.
I don't know. There's two nights. They have plenty of freaking space on there to throw in some extra matches.
That's what
so.
I'm saying. Yeah, so. Karrion Kross versus Sammy.
What are the guaranteed matches for WrestleMania? It's
probably Bron Breakker and AJ.
Yeah, Bron Breakker
and then AJ. The WWE title match, the World Heavyweight title match.
Okay.
You got
the women's, women's. That's five right there.
Actually, Bron Breakker and AJ? Or is it the other one? I know one of them is rumored to be a multi-man title match. It's probably the US title then.
Probably. Because what? LA Knight still has his title shot. He hasn't fought him yet. So that's going to happen.
Yeah,
soon.
I think I know one of the mid card titles is probably going to be a multi man, like maybe even a ladder match.
I think it should be. No, I think the ladder match should be reserved for the tag team titles because there's so many people going after that at the moment.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, tag team, they're two different tag team titles as well, right? So,
yeah.
There's going to be two title matches from the tag team titles. There's going to be the two mid card titles and the two championship titles,
and the two women's. And then the
other
two mid card women's titles, too.
Yeah, that's damn. That is a lot, but remember, it's two nights.
It's two nights.
And then you got to throw in a couple of regular ones. And then KO Randy. And I guess Karrion Kross and Sammy, if you have time to build that.
Yeah, and then Punk.
Oh, yeah, the triple threat. Roman, Seth.
Yeah. At the moment, yeah.
At the moment, that's what I think.
That's a stacked card, if you think about it.
Yeah, for two
like,
nights.
Like, yeah, like has like the... I mean, right now, it's definitely picked up with this freaking heel turn.
Oh, yes.
With John Cena. But the rest of, like, the road to WrestleMania has been kind of dry this year.
Yes.
Except for this major thing.
I mean, it's been dry, but the actual match card, like, when we just read it out loud, it's actually crazy.
It's actually a great match card.
It's just, they got to build up better, like, the storylines around SmackDown.
I want to go to WrestleMania next year.
I want
to
go so bad.
Next year is in New Orleans. It's a possibility. It's a potential. If it's not as expensive as freaking Las Vegas.
We were talking about taking a trip to Vegas like in a year or two. Instead of that, let's just plan out going to WrestleMania. Then.
That's what I'm saying.
Vegas, we're going to lose money anyway, most likely. Yeah. Let's go to WrestleMania.
I'll tell my daughter we ain't taking her to Disney this next year.
Nah, that's fine. take her in the summertime. WrestleMania is April.
It's too much money. It's so much money to spend. I don't know. We'll have to see how much the tickets are going to be.
Yes. And then obviously hotels and stuff.
Yeah.
We'll see.
But yeah. Oh my God.
Definitely. I'll I'm down. I want to go.
Elimination Chamber was great. It was a lot of fun.
Or even a SummerSlam. If we can't go to SummerSlam's two nights now, next SummerSlam, maybe they see what they do with that.
Yeah.
Because this one isn't it MetLife Stadium, which is like right here?
Yeah.
Well, not right here.
Wait, what are you talking about?
East Coast. Is it SummerSlam in MetLife Stadium?
Oh, yeah, New Jersey. New Jersey.
See how much those are. Those are probably expensive too.
No, they're dumb expensive. I looked. I think the cheapest. The thing is, I'm not trying to sit at the freaking tippity top. And the tippity top is like $600 for SummerSlam.
Anyways, we're definitely one of these years we're gonna be at a WrestleMania or a big like SummerSlam or Royal Rumble. We're gonna be in one of them.
Oh, 100%.
Not in it, but we're gonna be there.
Oh no, we're gonna be in it.
No,
we're gonna be like Travis Scott, just sitting
there. Yeah,
in
just the standing corner there, and then but he actually participated a little bit.
He didn't do shit. Smacked him, yes, and held him down.
But anyways, the WrestleMania match card build up isn't as good, but the match card itself looks looking fire. Let's see what happens with the Cena thing.
Yeah. By the way, if he catches looking up every once in a while, I have
the Elimination Chamber
like replay in the background, just because like I don't know, I just thought it was a great freaking thing.
Yeah,
yeah, it was fun. But oh yes. Yeah. By the way, did you see Liv Morgan's like?
The welts.
She had so many cuts.
She got whipped with the freaking braid.
Yeah, but she had a couple of them. She had one on her stomach, like two on her back, one on her hand, one on her arm. It was crazy.
Yes, the whip is a real fucking weapon. And it's not fair because she uses that in like regular matches where you're not supposed to use weapons.
That's yeah, kind of, and they say it's fine because it's her hair.
It's unfair.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But anyways, that was it for Elimination Chamber?
No, another thing I wanted to just bring up real quick is you have to watch Pat McAfee's show today because he was going off on Canadians for booing
The show's not tomorrow's the show.
Tomorrow, it's tomorrow.
Well, yeah, Monday, yeah. So, we film on Sundays, but yeah, he was. Yeah, they were booing the national anthem, so you know he's gonna. He went off on them.
No, that was hilarious. So yeah, definitely watch Pat McAfee's show because he's definitely gonna say something about it. Yeah. I'm gonna watch. It's gonna be hilarious. But yeah, that was basically it for Elimination Chamber. I know that you have a future endeavor for me. So let's get into that now. Right, let's go ahead and get into, of course, my favorite segment, push, bury, or future endeavor. Yes. Of course, this week it looks like he's going to give it to me. Like he's going to pause. He's going to tell me the superstars. God damn. Pause. Pause and a half. Yo. All right, it doesn't count. I said pause.
Yes, yo. Right. Yes, but yeah, let me give him three superstars and see what he can do with it.
Right.
But good luck.
Pause.
What the fuck? What the fuck is going on? All right. Good luck with this one. Push, bury, future endeavor. Kenny Omega, Will Ospreay, MJF. Good luck with
this. Damn. All right. Oh fuck. Is it just all prime?
You can interpret it whatever you want, I guess. All prime or right now?
That sucks.
Either way, it's hard. Both is off. Well, I'll pause again. All right, whatever.
Oh man,
this is definitely a tough one.
That's a tough one.
That's why I was gonna get you with it. You.
Let me see. Damn! What the hell?
Kenny Omega, Will Ospreay, MJF.
Well, Will Ospreay is my favorite wrestler.
I knew that. That's why
Omega has contributed a lot to wrestling, and he is when he was especially when he was the heel cleaner. Best in the world. And then MJF he's an up and comer. He's great. Oh man. If I have to interpret this in their prime, like 100% in their prime.
You can do in their prime or you can do what they're doing now. You interpret how you want.
All right. In their prime, 100%, I'm going to, well, damn, I have to, let me future endeavor somebody first.
That's why I do. Yeah. That's a strategy. You got to future endeavors.
Damn.
First. Who's getting fired?
Damn. All right, if I have to pick to fire, and this is solely because he's not well established, I'm gonna have to say MJF. I'm a big fan of MJF. He's probably like the best thing, like one of the best things in AEW at the moment. But in terms of like overall career. And like how much I've watched them and like what they have done.
Yeah.
Not only in AEW, but also in like New Japan and all that stuff. MJF has only really done stuff in AEW and he's had one title run. It was an amazing title run. But it's not really much for me to go off to push him or bear or keep him on a roster when I have Will Ospreay and Kenny Omega.
So you're gonna fire the 27-year-old in his prime wrestler?
I'm interpreting this as they're all in their prime.
Okay, but still, he's in his, technically in his prime right now.
Yeah, but
27 years
exactly.
Old.
But yeah, he hasn't shown me as much as they have when they were in their prime. Okay. And it's because his prime isn't finished yet, so that's why I'm interpreting it that way. Jesus, goddamn! All right,
now bury somebody or push somebody, whatever you want to go first.
Oh no, I think this one's a lot easier. I'm gonna bury, as much as it kills me to say, I'm gonna bury Will Ospreay.
Damn, this is wild. I never expected his favorite wrestler of all
time. Yeah, well, Will Ospreay is amazing. Love Will Ospreay. He's one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. But Kenny is my number one guy. Kenny is my number one guy through and through, especially because when he was, like I said, when he was heel, the cleaner, leader of the Bullet Club in New Japan, nobody can touch that dude. That dude was freaking amazing. He was having fantastic matches against the likes of freaking Okada,
everybody.
Ospreay, freaking, I don't know, yes. So many great. Jay White, when Jay White was trying to take over, that was amazing. I 100% I'm going to bury Will Ospreay as much as it kills me to say.
He fired MJF.
Fire MJF, and I'm going to push Kenny Omega. And I'm pushing Kenny Omega because, like I said, he's shown that he can carry a company on his back. And I truly believe that he is one of the GOATs of all time.
Yes, of course.
So, god damn, that freaking sucks.
So, if I was doing out of these three, I wouldn't do it in prime because that's just too hard. Or like, a little easier, kind of. No, that's hard, actually. Mm. I would have just did what they're doing right now. And based off right now, I'm future endeavor and sorry, damn, Kenny Omega,
damn,
this is, burying MJF and pushing Will Ospreay. This is all solely based on age. Kenny Omega, Will Ospreay, the younger guys, the fresher guys. Kenny Omega had the great career, but he's a little older now. That's how I would have had to do it.
All right, yeah.
Because if you look at prime, that's just crazy.
I always do based off of prime, but if I'm choosing now, yeah, I'm gonna unfortunately be like, okay, Kenny Omega, you gotta go.
Sorry.
I'm probably going to push MJF still. Damn, no, I actually push Will Ospreay. I don't know, that's difficult.
Yeah, it's a little hard. It's hard either way.
It's hard
if you do right now, it's very hard. If you're doing based on prime, even more hard probably. So
yeah.
But anyways, what he chose is out prime. He chose to fire MJF.
Because he hasn't had his prime yet.
WWE, remember, they didn't give him a chance. They fired his ass. So he kind of got future endeavored again.
Wow.
Who else? And then he's burying Will Ospreay, his favorite freaking wrestler right now. And then he's pushing Kenny Omega.
Okay, 100%, there we go. I agree. It's just, unfortunately, that's just how I have to do it. If I have to do it based on now, then yeah, I'm future endeavoring Kenny Omega. But
that's how I did it. But yeah.
God damn, this prime sucks.
Most of this is usually prime. So yeah. Obviously, we're talking about people who are retired. But yeah, that was crazy.
God damn. That sucks.
You can do it again next week.
Yeah, I will. I'll have to come back harder. What's fucking wrong with this segment this week?
Everything just sounds weird.
Oh man. But yeah, of course, this week of wrestling was great. Super excited because we have Revolution this Saturday coming up.
Yes.
We'll have a review of Revolution up again next Monday, as we always do. Looking forward to that. That's gonna be great. That card is freaking stacked.
Yes, so that will be our show for next week, AEW Revolution.
Yeah, 100%.
And then if anything major on WWE happens, like if, say, a Cena comes out or we find out what happened with Jane, obviously we'll mention it.
Yeah, we're going to mention
it. We're not going to talk about no rundown shows, nothing.
Yeah. But yeah, of course, like, comment, subscribe as always. We'll be back next week, of course, with more wrestling news. Really appreciate all the support we've been getting. Hit over 1K on TikTok. Thank you for that.
Yes, appreciate that.
Now so you got to help us hit 1K on freaking
YouTube and Instagram.
On Instagram.
But yeah, YouTube most
of
them.
Yeah, of course. But yeah, like, comment, subscribe as always. We'll be back next week, of course, for more reviews. Love you guys so much. Peace.